Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined on the air this morning with Mary Claire Kendall, author of the book Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. Could you tell us a little bit about what your book is about?
Sure. Well, it is an all-star 12, including Alfred Hitchcock, Gary Cooper, Bob Hope, Mary Astor, Lana Turner, John Wayne. And it's really fascinating to learn about these stars that people think are, you know, just up there on the billboard, but it really tells the soul behind the billboard, really their personal lives and their personal struggles.
You're going to be in Elizabethtown signing today, right?
Yes, I'll be there probably from noon to 3. I am heading back up to Louisville. I've been down in Glasgow for the Midway reunion, a wonderful event. I guess you've all covered that pretty well on the show. It's amazing that this book, I think they made an announcement, hopefully, Saturday night. I had a little accident that I wasn't able to go to the big dinner on Friday night. So, but the book would be perfect for all the World War II era veterans and beyond. These actors, like Betty Hutton and all of them, they just had such outsized, you know, personalities and played, you know, in films during that era, which really increased morale and really was a part of the American fabric.
All right. And now that noon to 3, is that Eastern time or Central time today?
That is Eastern time. What I'll do, a lot of times I'll just go to a Barnes & Noble when I'm in a region and just go and sign a couple of copies. But they're actually, they invited me in for 3 hours. It's great. So it was kind of short notice, but they said, sure, we'd love to. The topic, I think, is that everybody, even a lot of people maybe aren't as familiar, younger kids, but when you hear the films like Sergeant York, those kinds of films, and of course the Alfred Hitchcock films are also familiar. Mary Astor, Meet Me in St. Louis, maybe that's familiar, or Maltese Falcon, that if you haven't seen it, you should. So, and Lana Turner, of course, is a huge huge star that I was just watching the other night, L.A. Confidential, and you know she figured big in that film. So I think that there's the instant appeal. And I have two of the endorsers are military. General McInerney, he's an Air Force Lieutenant General, and General Paul Vallely, Thomas McInerney Vallely, and also it's endorsed by Fred Barnes, Charles Scribner of the publishing family. So I have some really, and then Ron Masick, the sheriff on Murder, She Wrote, endorsed the book. So, but that military, I guess Elizabethtown is right near Fort Knox. So I think there will be some interest amongst the folks there. These are really, I'm sorry, I really haven't gotten to the crux of it. It's their faith journeys. It's very poignant how they go to Hollywood and anything in life. You know, you're just on a high, and you know you find you need God's help, and you kind of really sometimes put your foot in it. And it's beautiful stories of healing and recovery and conversion, and how God, you know, really was the biggest star in their lives. And really, people don't know these stories, but it's really quite poignant. Each chapter is not, it's the whole life arc. So it starts from childhood. You know, there's sketches, of course, because, you know, you have 12 people to write about, you know, and you have only 150, 75 pages. It's going to be necessarily a shorter version, but I try and really highlight the important points. It's the beats and the arcs of it just go toward the, lead to the person's, you know, the crisis and the denouement, you know, that terminology in any story. I've been told it's a fascinating read. So I think your audience will enjoy Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. And it's just out mid-April. So when I've been making a tour, I teed off the book tour, as I like to say, in Pinehurst, North Carolina, a home of American golf, and had a book signing there in Washington and Chicago. Went to Chicago, was on the Dan Proft show, one of your colleagues in the radio business, and it's been good.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I looked up the book earlier on Amazon, and it appears there's only 2 paperback copies left of this book, so it must be a very good seller.
Oh, yes, it is. There definitely is indication of that. I'm always, I think it's going to be popular. It's a popular beach read, I think, or lake read, or vacation. I think it's doing well. And going on shows like this really help a lot, I know, because the word gets out. It's just amazing. The tools of communication and how you can get your message out.
And I noticed on Twitter that you were in Louisville signing copies just the other day before making it down to Glasgow, right?
Exactly. I stopped by the shops at Plainview Barnes & Noble. It's a huge Barnes & Noble, very impressive. And typically I'll go in and sign, you know, two or three copies. And then, but as they say, Elizabethtown, they're having me in for 3 hours. They wanted me for 4 hours, but I think with that time zone, we'll see what we can do, though.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, JP. It's been lovely talking to you. Have a great day. I see it's a beautiful, beautiful day out today.
This has been Local News on WCLU, your home for local.